With every new year comes New Year's resolutions. But how should Christians think about resolutions? In this bonus episode, Tommy and Bonelio explore a theology of New Year's resolutions versus commitments from a Christian perspective. While resolutions often rely on self-confidence and ignore past failures, commitment acknowledges human weakness and dependence on Christ's strength. Commitment forces deeper questions. Why did you fail previously? Is your goal achievable? Where are you drawing your strength from? Most crucially, commitment is rooted in Christ-dependent humility rather than self-reliance. And falling behind doesn't mean giving up. You can pick up again at any point throughout the year. Here is bonus episode 11 of Imprint Out Loud.
Imprint Out Loud is the audio podcast of Imprint, which exists to leave a healthy mark on the church in Africa through trustworthy biblical resources and training of local church leaders.
Hey everyone, welcome to, this is Office Talk. Welcome to Office Talk for the new year. It is the 7th and Banele and I, we're back in the office. And he asked me an interesting question, and I put pause on my answer just to think, maybe it's a good discussion. So let's see where this goes.
Yeah.
We just pressed record, so question.
Hello, everyone. It's Banele. Happy New Year. And so the question I had for Tommy was a question that I was wrestling with myself beginning of this year. Just thinking about New Year's resolutions, recommitments, how are we supposed to think about those? So the question for you, Tommy, is there, and maybe generally I'll go deeper with the question as we go on, but like, do you know of any, I guess, theology of recommitment that you find in the Bible? How are we to understand resolutions? Should Christians do New Year's resolutions? Or should they have an understanding of like, well, every month, every year is to be treated as unto God and just keep living that year and not be tied up by the fact that the five in the end of 2025 has changed into a six.
I say to be, it's a very good question. Personally, I don't do New Year's resolutions. Especially after the thing of losing weight and stop doing this and start doing this. And I don't find value in that. But I think there are nuances and explanations regarding that. So something like, this year, 2026. So from 31st, 12 o'clock, 12:00, 2026, now all of a sudden you're going to commit to read the Bible front to back. I'm just asking, well, did you take a break then in December? What's all of that? So you take a holiday, but now this year is the big year.
There's almost a superstitious thing about it where it's like, okay, you're planning in December, I'm going to read the Bible cover to cover next year. And it's like, well, why don't you start now if you're going to do that? Should we start now? Should we wait for January 1 to start that? Even like with training and gym. If you want to meet a certain physical goal, should you start January 1 or can you just start right away?
Exactly. So the thing is, it's what makes that the 1st of January so special, which you probably will sleep in anyway because you stayed up long. So you're not going to read your Bible on the 1st anyway. It's like, why don't you just start? Gym, healthy living, Bible reading, stop certain sin issues. I'm just trying to think of the bigger resolutions that I've heard of. I'm just like, why the first?
Yeah.
And why not when you feel like, ooh, I need to do this, why don't you just do it?
Yeah.
And this is maybe another office talk, but this whole thing, reading your Bible in a year, I think it confuses people. Like, ooh, it's not the first, so I can't start on the 27th of December because the box is being ticked in the 1st of January.
Yeah.
I'm all for reading through the Bible. But this whole superstition almost, or this myth of the first, it's like, now all of that, that's why I'm saying I'm not massive on New Year's resolutions. However, a regular guest on our podcast, Imprint Out Loud, fellow elder Anton, I know he's big on not resolutions, but like recommitments. And I do think there's a difference there where he reflects back. I'm not a deep thinker like he is. That's why I'm just, I just carry on with my life, whether it's 2025 or 2026. I know what I want, I know what I need to do, and I do it. While Anton, which I respect, he goes, and I do reflect, but he goes and says, okay, what have I done well? What have I done good? Where can I improve in 2025? Well, let me recommit then in 2026 to be very conscious about what I want to achieve in the new year. And I do think there's a nuance or a difference between a commitment or a recommitment and a resolution, New Year's resolution.
Yeah, I think that's a very, very important point that you raise up there, because I think the recommitment already factors in the fact that you are not totally in control and in power, and like you're going to achieve this by fire, by force. You have this understanding that I'm weak, I'm going to fail, I'm going to have to get up 1,000 times in order to achieve what I want to achieve. But this resolution idea is like almost you have like the, you're set, you know that you're going to do it, and you sort of have faith in your abilities more than what you, I mean, and you kind of don't even look at how many times you failed in the previous year.
Yeah.
Like, I like the recommitment aspect, because it has that idea of like, sure, you know, if I'm being informed by my previous failings, I know that it's just something I'm going to have to do every time.
Yeah.
But the resolution has this fixed, written in stone kind of mentality.
Yeah. And it's almost like there's a superstition, and I'm using that word, and you might disagree with me, but it's like, the 1st of January, I get new energy. Like, I'm going to fly this next year. And it's like, no, the life is going to knock you on the nose. You're going to go through trials. You're going to fail. Be realistic about it. Don't put, hey, I'm going to own a new BMW this year and I'm going to work for it. It's like, well, be realistic. Great if you have that dream or whatever your dream is. I'm finishing my studies this year, so I'm definitely going to gun for that. And I'm going to graduate, praise the Lord for that, after, what, 10, 11 years? but that's a recommitment. I need to do it. It's there. But to have these airy cloud castles.
Vision boards. And hey, listen, if you are doing vision boards, go for it.
No.
But maybe have it in a, just think about it. Think about it. Let me be politically correct here, Tommy.
Vision boards, bro, is off the top. No. Anyway. But saying that, though, before everybody switches us off and saying, well, I've done New Year's resolutions and I believe in it, there is, like I said, just maybe the language there. Because in Leviticus 25, it does say it's the Sabbath year. So Leviticus 25, verse 1, the Lord spoke to Moses on Mount Sinai, saying, speak to the people of Israel and say to them, when you come into the land that I give you, the land shall keep a Sabbath to the Lord. So that's the land, right? For 6 years you shall sow your field, and for 6 years you shall prune your vineyards and gather in its fruit. But on the seventh year, there shall be a Sabbath and a solemn rest for the land, a Sabbath to the Lord. You shall not sow your field or prune your vineyards. You shall not reap or what grows in itself, harvest. So there is a thought of here, it's like a reset button. So I don't want to disregard commitments and recommitments and whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, and the idea of the fact that there's something in terms of like you're refreshing yourself, pressing the refresh button at the end of the year to start again.
Yeah. And then you've got the year of Jubilee. I mean, that's the whole 50. And so there is something that scripture talks about. Even the Sabbath, the Lord's Day, Sunday, it's a change. There's a refresh, reset button, a recommitment for the next week. So we do see periods of rest, reset, recommitment. I just think saying all of that, whatever you want to call it, reset, refresh, recommitment, resolution, it's all ours, whatever you call it, I think you just need to be very careful in what you commit to. Is it possible? Is it achievable? What does it do to your soul?
And also just that idea, I would like to just, again, remind us that the strength that you're drawing from to do these things that you've recommitted to, or you've resolved yourself or have resolutions to do, that must be in light of the fact that Christ is the one who strengthens you. It's not you saying, okay, I failed last year, I'm going to succeed this year. You know, there has to be a very sober humility behind the things that you have resolution.
And I think that's where I'm going with the heart attitude towards, or the thinking behind it. It is like, oh, I failed, I'm going to do better. Yeah. Like, no, you find your strength in Christ. Mm. So what do you commit to, and in what power do you commit from? But also the whole thing of, you need to think deeper. It's not a case of, well, I failed last year, this year I'm going to do better. It's like, why did you fail last year? Is it a lack of self-control? Is it a lack of, or a thought process of, I can do it in my own strength? That humility that you talked about. So I think all of those thought processes should be in place before you do your 4 R's, resolution, reset, recommitment, refresh, whatever you call it. I think there needs to be deeper thinking behind it of, why did I fail? Mm. Is it something that I can't achieve? I want to become president this year. Well, buddy, it's not even election year. It's not going to work. I'm going to lose weight. Well, that you should be doing and could be doing. And if you want to do it, wonderful. But where's the deeper thinking of, why did you fail? Mm. Self-control, lack of motivation. Is it something sinful that you're pursuing?
Yeah.
Maybe. And that's why it fails. Mm. So I think that thought process needs to happen. So I don't have something against resolutions.
Yeah.
Before someone labels me again that I'm against something, I'm actually for it. But
100%. I'm with you on that. And I do think that anybody who's ever done resolutions, New Year's resolutions, will admit that there is a danger in them in saying, okay, I've given myself a year to achieve this good thing. So let's say reading the Bible cover to cover. And then you start falling behind in the year. And then you get to like November and you've fallen behind. But now you almost give up and you're discouraged because you failed to sort of keep up in the year. So what do you do now? Do you quit trying to finish the Bible and saying, okay, this year I've read up until, let's say, Leviticus.
Wow.
but I'm going to try to go for at least Malachi next year.
Yeah.
Consistently.
Yeah. And I think that's the danger of whatever you call it. It's like, now I'm going to achieve it. And then comes July and you're like, oh, I haven't achieved it. So I'll try again next year.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you still have 6 months left. Mm-hmm. Just continue. Then pick it up. Yeah. Start doing it again. And I think that happens because you haven't answered the questions about, why did I fail last year? Mm. So why did you fail last year? Well, it's self-control. Well, then work on your self-control.
Yeah.
It's unachievable. Well, then don't do it again. Or it's actually sinful. It's an idol in my life. And that's why I'm failing at it. God actually protects you from it. Mm. So ask those questions. And then if you fall, okay, I started January 1st. I slept in, but it's okay. I'm going to read my Bible. You started with Genesis 1, verse 1. In the beginning, great, beginning of the year. And then you go, 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 go. And then you get to, like you said, the Leviticus and Numbers. And then you're like, and you fade away, and now you sit in May, June. Well, then pick it up again. Don't let it go.
Use one of those Sabbaths, those weekly Sabbaths, to refresh for that major Sabbath, I guess. Yeah.
Amen. The major Sabbath of the 31st of December 2026.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. No, good. Any other questions on that?
No, I think we're good.
Good. Well, that was fun. I hope you have made some resolutions, recommitments, reset buttons, or refreshing. I think it's helpful. Thanks for the chat, B.
Yep.
Till next time.
Help further the work of Imprint by sharing this podcast with someone who might benefit from it, or by rating and reviewing it in your favorite podcast catcher. Visit imprinton.org for more resources and information about the ministry.